KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And it is 86 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Sunny skies, a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Nift. We're in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Our top local stories this hour. It began as a car fire and spread to a nearby apartment complex. Coming up, we'll tell you where this happened and whether anyone was hurt. Threats made against one Truckee hospital. Directly ahead, what those threats were about and whether police caught anyone. And a big fraud bust in Virginia City Highlands leads to multiple arrests on the way where the suspects were from. Plus, one Lake Tahoe institution officially changes his name and throws a party.
Welcome to Caesar's Republic, Lake Tahoe.
Well, on the way, which casino did the rebrand? We're following this and much more on the KKFT News at Noon. And now with more, here is Jerry.
Thank you, Greg. And it is, excuse me, bad time to get that caught in my throat. Tuesday, July the 7th, 2026, gas is starting to dip below $4 a gallon at a couple of different places, which is good news. There's a bit of a lull before the next election cycle heats up. Yesterday, however, a number of Democrats started endorsing Joe Lombardo for governor, which brings us to the Keystone CPA's news poll. A new one is up. Should Republicans be concerned the Democrats are endorsing Lombardo? Lombardo is against constitutional carry. He endorsed the so-called universal background check, and he supported a high-capacity magazine ban in 2016, and he was born in Japan. In an April 2022 interview with the Nevada Independent, Lombardo said he did not believe that there was fraud in the 2020 presidential election and saw no reason to believe Joe Biden was not, quote, duly elected. So, you can vote at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. Should Republicans be concerned the Democrats are endorsing Joe Lombardo? Just a simple yes or no. And again, vote at 991fmtalk or 923fmtalk.com. Local sports, Aces are at home. Craig Swope has more, honoring Dave Mason. And a big traffic obstacle is coming up in Sparks for the next couple of weekends. Traffic through the hour with Phil Galbraith, John Potter with a couple of local stories, and Greg Neft now with more on the new news at 12:09.
Thank you very much there, Jerry, and it is our top local story. It began as a car fire, but it jumped to a nearby apartment building in Midtown this morning. Reno fire crews rushing to the scene off Center Street around 545 off Holcomb Avenue near East Taylor Street. That is around Center Street. TV pictures showed a lot of flames as crews battled the blaze. One neighbor is out of their home due to the fire, which damaged the apartment building's wall and the car itself. No one was hurt. 15 fires on the 4th of July. That's what Reno Fire says they were called to. Of those, 13 were fireworks related. Reno's fire chief says they have ways of finding out who started those illegal shows.
We'll go to neighbors, people who have Ring cameras, they have other surveillance videos, and we'll utilize all those to identify or at least try and identify a car, a person, anything that we can use to help in our investigation.
Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran says 600 calls were made to 911, among them one dealing with the GSR's fireworks show, where a small fire had started right near the light-off site. They would travel to elderly victims' homes in the Virginia City Highlands, posing as fraud agents and bank investigators, and then take the Marks money. Well, today's Story County says multiple people from South Florida are under arrest for running this fraud ring. All the suspects are from Broward County, Florida, outside Fort Lauderdale. Not credible, that's what Truckee police say about a threat made against Tahoe Forest Hospital Monday. We don't know exactly what was said, but authorities note the situation has been resolved. There is no threat to you. One unpleasant after effect of the 4th of July holiday, the impact that fireworks has on dogs. Washoe County Animal Services says the 4th was no holiday for them. And word is that the fireworks shows scare pets so much, they actually had to go and pick up a lot of those dogs.
On the 4th of July that night, there were a ton of calls too where people were missing their dogs. They were convinced somebody stole them, but in reality, the dogs would do whatever they can to go. They're just in a panic and they don't think, they just run.
That's Cindy Doak with Animal Services, who says they took more than 30 dogs off the street during the holiday weekend. One rushed to the hospital after a rollover crash. This went down in Sparks this morning on Patrice Drive off York Way near McCarran around 8. Police say the driver hit a parked car and flipped his SUV onto its side. Fire crews had to pull the trapped driver from the vehicle. No word on why the crash happened. An official end of an era as Harvey's in Lake Tahoe formally goes away.
Welcome to Caesars Republic Lake Tahoe. And it's truly an honor to be with you here this evening. It's a very special evening for our company, for Lake Tahoe, for Nevada.
And Caesars CEO on site last night for the grand opening party in Stateline.
Caesars Republic was just a dream 6 years ago, and we knew we had something truly special here in Lake Tahoe.
And that, of course, followed an extensive renovation. The Harvey's name has been retired. From the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
All right, it's 12:12. The Nevada Department of Transportation is announcing two full weekend closures of southbound Pyramid Way in Sparks, scheduled for July 13th. Or 10th through the 13th, and July 17th through the 20th. This is part of ongoing repaving and sidewalk improvement projects. The Lake Tahoe Basin Management Unit of the U.S. Forest Service recently responded to an illegal campsite at Luther Pass. Basin Management is reminding everyone about the dangers associated with illegal camping. There was an illegal campfire at the site. Winds were about to pick up, and it could have caused a major fire. Rules. Only camp in developed campgrounds with designated campsites. Dispersed car camping or overnighting is not permitted in the Lake Tahoe Basin. Always stir, drown, and feel your campfire to completely extinguish it. If it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. And if you've driven through any campgrounds these days, you notice that there is typically a large water container on the bench or the table there, and that's for you to use to make sure your campfire is completely out. A major accident on 580 in Carson City has been cleared up. Up next, a closer look at noontime traffic with Phil Galbraith. Coming up, it is 12:13.
Your midday drive update, KKFT traffic.
Well, as you just heard, that earlier rollover collision on southbound 580 at Fairview has been cleared up. Traffic through there is moving along at the limit again. Fortunately, there are no other problems to tell you about on the freeways. There's just a whole bunch of road work you should watch out for, specifically on Interstate 80, eastbound and westbound, between the Spaghetti Bowl and the California state line. They have three individual projects going all the way across, and there are lane closures and slow down for construction. It's a little warmer today. It's 86 degrees in Sparks and in Wellington, 85 in Carson City, 73 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Low 90s in the afternoon and upper 50s to low 60s at night. Pleasant weather pattern, a little warm in the afternoon. Going to get a little bit warmer by a few degrees by the end of the week. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold Agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
That some achieve great success is proof to all that others may achieve it as well. Abraham Lincoln.
A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. Windows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Access to affordable credit helps me pay my employees, but I don't really need it.
Inflation is killing me. But who cares? Big retailers are making record profits. That's why we support the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
See? Banks and credit unions help small businesses make payroll. This bill would cut the vital resources they need.
While increasing megastore profits. They deserve it, don't they?
Tell Congress, stop the Durbin Marshall money grab for corporate megastores.
Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
A morning of mishaps on Northern Nevada roads. I'm John Potter for the new news. It all started at around 5:45. A car fire in Midtown Reno spread to a nearby two-story apartment building. It happened on Holcomb by Taylor Street. No injuries, but one apartment was damaged and some residents displaced. Then just before 6, a head-on crash in North Reno sent three people to the hospital with injuries. The two vehicles crashed on Lemon Drive by Arkansas Drive. That's just east of Swan Lake. Then around 8 o'clock, a SUV hit a parked car and rolled to its side on a Sparks neighborhood street. That one happened on Patrice Drive near York and McCarran. One person was taken to the hospital. Then around 10 o'clock this morning, a rollover injury crash in Carson City, closing southbound 580 at Fairview for about an hour. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time, 12:19, if you are just checking in. The three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, 600-911 calls made to Washoe Dispatch over the 4th of July weekend. 13 fire calls were for illegal fireworks, says Reno's fire chief. Number two, a car fire, as John just mentioned, puts one out of their house as the blaze jumps to a nearby apartment building in Midtown this morning. And number three, Harvey's is officially no more. Caesars Republic held its grand opening in Lake Tahoe last night. The name Harvey's has not been on the casino hotel building for quite some time, but last night they did make it official. It's our top national story. Democrats continue to pull their support for Maine Democratic Senate candidate nominee Graham Plattner after new sexual assault allegations do surface.
Calls for Graham Plattner are growing for him to drop. Even the mayor of New York City says this guy has to go after a woman who dated Plattner, her name is Jenny Rakicott, accused him of raping her back in 2021. She told CNN he forced himself on her despite her telling him to stop. Plattner denies the rape allegation and he has not dropped out of the race, but says he's weighing his options. This is just the latest scandal for Graham Plattner following backlash over the chest tattoo his a Nazi symbol, also physical abuse allegations from other ex-girlfriends.
And that is Fox's Alexis McAdams there. And late word, Bernie Sanders, who initially backed Graham Plattner quite early on in the election process, has now called for him to get out. It's 1220. I'm Greg Nafta, the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Now with more, let's head right back over to Jerry.
What do you think, Greg? A bit of a coincidence that there is only 1 week left to replace him. And the story is broken by Jake Tapper. And all of this happening today, bit of a coinkydink, as they say.
It does seem like a very rich tapestry. And if I were an assignment editor, I'd be like, oh, my goodness, how wonderful this all is that it's all so organized.
Yeah. Well, speaking of politicians and somewhat corrupt or, say, less than ethical, a former candidate for Carson City Mayor and State Senate District 16 turned himself into sheriff's office last week for a felony warrant alleging that he stole nearly $20,000 from the rural Nevada Democrat caucus. Aaron Michael Sims of Reno was taken into custody Thursday last week. On the warrant filed by Nevada Attorney General's office, Sims was an unsuccessful candidate for Carson City mayor in the 2020 primary, and he lost a 2022 bid for State Senate District 16. Well, power outages seem to be more common these days. It gets a little windy and power shut off. Northwest Reno yesterday, 4,400 without power, not due to wind in particular. And there is a planned outage in South Reno tomorrow, to be aware. It's a long one, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we got a shout out from a listener regarding power outages.
Had a power outage this morning. I was thinking to myself, I remember in 77, I was watching cable TV where I live by the VA hospital. The news was saying that Reno was being washed away into the sea. And the power never went out. Not even a flicker. You're going to have power outages, rolling power outages. At least give us a heads up. That'd be a polite thing to do.
Well, here's a heads up. There will be a power outage in South Reno tomorrow, and a long one, 8:30 to 3 p.m. We have a couple of advertisers that install backup power at your home. Keep listening for their ads and give them a call. And if you want to give us a shout-out, you can do that anytime, and you can always listen with the FM Talk app. It's free. It's live all the time. Feedback welcome. Tap the shout-out cloud or menu bar and just sound off and do just what he did right there. And once again, a reminder, tomorrow, South Reno, no power. 8:30 to 3, it sometimes is less than that. But get yourself a radio with batteries, and you can stay informed. FM News Talk time is 12:23.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
Looking pretty darn good on the freeways for a change compared to the way things were this morning. There is a bunch of road work you should consider, and if you're planning on going to the airport to pick someone up tonight after 8 p.m., be prepared to use Plum Lane and not the airport exit. They will be closing it tonight at 8 p.m. for resurfacing. It is 87 degrees in Sparks, 88 in Dayton, 86 in Smith Valley, 72 degrees in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Not much change in this pattern from day to day. A little bit warmer by the end of the week, but early next week we are going to drop back into the 80s for a bit. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Low 90s this afternoon. This afternoon at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Hi, I'm Mike with Florence Fence.
And I'm Ben with Florence Fence.
Together, we are a family-run fence company in Northern Nevada. If you are needing a new fence
or need your fence repaired, call Florence Fence today.
775-267-9918.
We offer automated gates.
We offer dog kennels.
Vinyl.
Wood.
Iron.
And wire fence.
We offer it all.
Call today for a free estimate.
775-267-9918.
Or visit us on the web, florencefenceinc.com.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Is your car running rough? Don't ignore it. Bring it into New Gen Automotive. Located conveniently in Gardnerville, our expert team handles general repair, oil and brake changes, transmission service, AC repair, and more. Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., we're at the corner of Southgate and Service Drive. Call 775-783-1925. New Gen Automotive. Remember, a good mechanic is not expensive. He's priceless. Quality, care, service you can count on. New Gen Automotive.
KKFT. Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. Sports.
The backup quarterback is going to play golf. Patriots quarterback Drake May was set to play in the Celebrity Golf Tournament this week at Edgewood, but wants to stay in training for the upcoming football season. So former quarterback Drew Brees will be taking May's spot at Tahoe. The Aces back home this week, off to a good start for the second half of the season. They're 7-5, went 4-2 last week at Tacoma. Round Rock is the opponent this week. Should be great weather for baseball all week at Greater Nevada Field. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
86 degrees, sunny skies right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. If you are just checking in, another busy 4th of July as volunteers around Lake Tahoe now picked up over 1,300 pounds of trash. The post-Independence Day cleanup has become an annual tradition for locals and visitors. With the 4th of July falling on a Saturday this year, there were several beaches packed with garbage. The nonprofit Keep Tahoe Blue says 446 volunteers picked up trash on Sunday at six major beaches. Well, cheap or cheaper parking is soon to be available at Reno Tahoe International Airport, but you'll pay for it with some steps. The airport introducing its park and walk lot. It costs $16 a day to leave your car there, but you'll pay for it with some exercise, no shuttle service, and you will have a brisk 10 to 15 minute constitutional to get to the terminal. Just think about that for a second. It's a little bit of a ways. Lest you think fireworks are victimless, they sparked a house fire in Las Vegas that left a family cat dead and six people homeless. This happened in the Northeast Valley on Saturday night. Firefighters say the pyrotechnics set a palm tree on fire that quickly spread to a house. Neighbors are furious. They tell one TV station the fire is a result of carelessness. Well, you have heard of Californians coming up to Nevada to make mischief and then running back across the border. Unfortunately, in California, it happened in reverse in Newport Beach, where there were multiple arrests, and many of those folks came from right here in Northern Nevada.
Police confirmed 402 people were arrested between 6 p.m. Friday and 6 a.m. Sunday. Most of the arrests were for refusing to leave the area after police declared an unlawful assembly. About half of the arrests stem from one incident on the Balboa Peninsula. The majority of people arrested were in town from states like Arizona and Nevada. A gathering of thousands of people reportedly organized on social media led to fights and blocked streets. Fireworks were also launched at people, including police officers, one of whom was injured. And the outside display at a supermarket was destroyed. I'm Daniel Martindale.
One Democratic activist paying homage to the late Iranian Ayatollah in Tehran. Yes, they actually went there.
During coverage of the funeral, Calla Walsh telling Iranian state media, Press TV,
"He was a leader to all people of the world who struggle against imperialism, against arrogance, against Zionism, against genocide. To me, he was the greatest anti-imperialist leader to have lived during my lifetime."
She went on to frame the U.S. conflict with Iran as a defeat for America, saying it's still fair to say that the U.S. has been more humiliated than it has ever been before in its history and has signed away huge concessions to Iran. Walsh, who describes herself as a U.S. journalist working in Lebanon, has previously volunteered for several Democrats, including Senator Ed Markey. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Cannot make that up if I tried to. Well, other news that we are following this hour. Word is that as we continue right along here on this Tuesday afternoon, there has been word of the President Trump thinks the flagrant foul against WNBA's Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark last month was a pretty bad event.
Speaking Monday about his intervention in the World Cup to get a U.S. player's red card suspension reversed, Trump brought up the June 24th incident where Phoenix Mercury forward Alyssa Thomas received the foul and a one-game suspension after she made contact with Clark's throat. Trump said he thought Clark was treated rather rough. As for Clark, she says she's ready to stop talking about it because it's distracting from the amazing talent in the league. I'm Mark Mayfield.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world and the nation, of course. It is 12:31.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
John Saucier, President Trump hanging out with the Turkish president ahead of the NATO summit there this week. The president again expressing disappointment with other NATO countries as they have not supported a U.S. conflict with Iran. He emphasizes he probably wouldn't have even attended the summit if it wasn't in Turkey.
We did something in Iran. We don't need anybody's help. I didn't even want their help. But before I asked, they said they wouldn't be there. And we've invested trillions of dollars in NATO.
Several European countries, including the UK, argue NATO is a defensive alliance. A high-rise building under renovation in Manhattan is in danger of collapsing after inspectors discovered a couple of its columns had buckled. Multiple floors were sagging. New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani says this building is slowly shifting.
Every few minutes, we are looking at a new assessment of the structure and of the possibilities and the options that we have in front of us.
People in the area have been evacuated. America's listening to Fox News.
12:32 here on the news at noon, 86 degrees right now at the airport. At least $576 million will be up for grabs in tonight's Mega Millions drawing. Yes, you do have to go to Gold Ranch or Hallelujah Junction to get there, but it might be worth it.
The cash option on that works out to almost $254 million. Of course, walking away with all that money won't be easy. The odds of winning the grand prize are roughly 1 in 290 million. Good luck. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Toyota says they're shifting most of its production from their Tacoma pickup trucks from Mexico to Texas. It's part of a $3.6 billion investment into the company's plant in San Antonio.
The expansion will create about 2,000 jobs at a second assembly line and boost production capacity as the company increases U.S. manufacturing. The transition is expected to take about 4 years, though Toyota will continue building some Tacoma trucks in Mexico. I'm Monica Nelson.
Are you stressed? Well, Lord knows I am. Maybe you blame your zip code.
A new WalletHub study ranks Detroit as the most stressed city in America, followed by Baltimore and Cleveland. Researchers looked at everything from money troubles and work stress to health and family issues. Meanwhile, the least stressed residents can be found in South Burlington, Vermont, along with Fremont and Irvine, California. The study compared more than 180 cities using 39 different metrics. In other words, before you pack up for a new job or to move home, make sure the city isn't offering a complimentary side of anxiety. I'm Monica Nelson.
The cost of mailing a letter is likely to go up next week. The U.S. Postal Service says they're going to increase the price of a stamp, and word is that they're going to make it because they can't keep up with inflation. Walmart is lowering prices on thousands of products, according to the retail giant. It began slashing prices on groceries as well as other household items like grills, sunscreen, lawnmowers last week. The cuts are aimed at reducing the costs of seasonal summer items and will be available in stores, online, and through the Walmart and Sam's Clubs apps. FM News Talk Time, 12:34.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached,
My feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked in the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
FM Talk Weather.
Very stable weather pattern for the week. Plenty of sunshine, clear skies at night, low 90s during the day, right around 60 at night. Not straying too much from those numbers from day to day. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold Agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
The biggest wildland fire in Nevada is just to our east. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The Dutch Flat Fire is north of I-80, 9 miles northeast of Winnemucca. New numbers show that it's burned over 24 square miles. It's now 40% contained. It started Sunday. Since then, crews and air attacks have been up against the winds, the high heat, and the fire's location in steep, rocky terrain. There's a new fire just north of there, reported a little after 9 o'clock this morning. It's called the Sheldon Lane Fire. It's west of Highway 95 in Paradise Valley. Meanwhile, the nearest California fires, what is in Amador County, south of Highway 50, about 13 acres burned, and a new one in El Dorado County, south of Folsom Lake. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are losing steam in afternoon trading. AI jitters are slamming semiconductors and memory chip makers following a sell-off of Samsung Electronics stock. The South Korean memory chip maker forecast a huge surge in profit. However, concerns about its AI spending plans and future demand are spooking investors. And Amazon plans to sell at least $25 billion in U.S. dollar bonds just 4 months after it issued $37 billion in the U.S. market. Amazon is part of a cohort of tech giants that have been tapping the bond market for AI spending. And Walmart shares are up 1% after the country's biggest retailer, along with its Sam's Club, said it was lowering prices on thousands of items this summer. Walmart said it's slashing prices to help consumers. President Trump said it was in response to a request from the administration. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
87 degrees right now, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. As we continue right along on the KKFT News and Noon, so glad that you're with us here this Tuesday afternoon. Time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us as he always does around 12:35 right here on the KKFT News and Noon. Mike, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Glad you're with us here. You and I have talked a lot about Trump accounts, and President Trump is marking the launch of his new, what are called investment accounts for children. He actually spoke from the Oval Office and said the accounts are absolutely incredible for children. He said the accounts will help children become very wealthy people. And now he's actually got some help. Some very, very wealthy people are actually giving these children who open these Trump accounts a lot of stock that's going to go skyward, literally. What's this all about?
Well, you know, it started with the Dells, Michael Dell and his wife. They put in like $6 billion, but that was really focused on people in their neck of the woods. Most recently, Gwynne Shotwell, president and COO of SpaceX, gave 230 million shares. What a name for an executive for SpaceX, Shotwell. I mean, how hard was that interview process?
Rock and roll, man.
But yeah, $280 million. Now, that's generally, they have not announced selection criteria yet, but it generally aimed at lower income folks and those in Central Texas. You know, it'll be interesting to see if anybody in Nevada, mm-hmm. you know, they're billionaires in Nevada, say let's support the kiddos in Nevada. But what you want to do is go to irs.gov, Greg, and right there on the face of the irs.gov page says open your Trump account. Click it. Make sure you have kids' date of birth there, Social Security numbers, and you'll be able to get those accounts set up. The Dell contribution, Greg, they said first come, first serve. Mm-hmm. So it's like if you're not at the front of the line or at least, you know, before that money runs out. So go ahead. There's no reason not to sign up. You have kids under 18. You should be signing up right now as you're hearing this announcement.
I want to play devil's advocate for just a second, not because I agree with it, but simply because I want to answer their criticism. There was one person, I'm not going to say who they are, you can probably guess from what I'm about to say, who says that these Trump accounts will primarily benefit wealthier children because the families of wealthier children will be able to put more money into them. And I'd like for you to answer that criticism because I think that's a valid one.
I think it's valid depending on how you frame it. So let me say this. You know, if you're of means, yes, you're going to fund it because that's a no-brainer. But the bigger thing is it makes a larger difference for people without means. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of changing the latitude of their growth and health as an adult, learning how to save, you know, having hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars as a young person goes forever. So, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, somebody's worth, you know, call it Trump's kids. I don't know how many he's got, 10, 12, whatever. It's almost as many as me. Sure. Anyway, but but you know, he's got all these kids. Yeah, he's going to fully fund their Trump accounts. Great. But how's that going to move the needle for them? You know, they're each billionaires in their own right. Who cares? But if, you know, if you're out there and you don't have any money, maybe you don't even have a savings account, like get on this bandwagon, not only so you can learn how to save, but so your kids can save. They can't touch it till they're 18. So they're going to force to see the compounding nature of this, how that $1,000 turns into $2,000, $4,000, $8,000, $16,000, $32,000 by the time they're 18. That's the magic, Greg, where you're like, okay, I see how this thing works. It should really inspire people to say, I'd rather, instead of, you know, get another latte, you know, I'm going to save a latte.
Put that $3 in there and you might just see it grow. Yeah. I mean, really, do you foresee a more prosperous future because of that with the next generation coming up?
Oh, absolutely. I think with AI and how it's moving the needle, assuming people get off their data center binge, but, you know, that's going to have to course correct itself. But the reality is this. We're going to have more wealth in this world, much less this country, than we've ever experienced with the advent of AI making things insanely efficient. It's going to really move the needle. We're not going to, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to have this conversation, Greg. We're not going to remember. Only 10 years ago, life was completely different. So hold on, but you better have a lot of disposable income on the side because mm-hmm. that's how success or not is going to be defined moving forward.
Absolutely. And of course, if you want to build wealth, Mike here would like to help you out. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900 for Keystone. They would like to talk to you, no matter your financial situation, for a free one-hour consultation. Mike, thank you again. As always, informative discussion.
My pleasure.
We'll talk again tomorrow.
Take care.
Absolutely. 1243 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Jerry?
Carson Tahoe Health is going to honor Rock and Roll Hall of Fame musician and Northern Nevada resident Dave Mason, Gardenville in particular, who passed away in April, by dedicating one of its Vehicles of Change mobile outreach vehicles in recognition of his legacy and support of youth mental health. Dave Mason was a founding member of Traffic and went on to collaborate with many of the most influential artists in music, including Jimi Hendrix, Michael Jackson, George Harrison, Eric Clapton, and the Rolling Stones. On mental health issues, Nevada remains ranked last in the country, with high rates of depression, anxiety, suicide, and substance abuse among people of all ages. There's still work to do, but the committee reports progress on Highway 50 from Carson to Roop. It's open again. And other roads in Carson, Fairview, Airport, College Parkway have new surfaces. The remaining work on 50 will impact a few more retailers for a bit longer, and that will mostly be from Roop to Solomon. Northern Nevada traffic in Reno, Carson, Fallon, and everywhere. Up next, traffic and weather together at 1245.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news.
KKFT.
We do not have any collisions working on the freeways right now. However, if you're on your way to or from Incline Village on State Route 431, the Mount Rose Highway, watch yourself. It is very, very slow over the top, over the summit. There's no collisions working there. I can't figure out why it is so slow. Just be prepared for some delays. I want to remind you that Wild West Chevrolet is your home with a $99 diesel oil change. I mean, I pay more in Carson or in Reno. Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 86 degrees in Reno and in Minden, 88 in Yerington, 72 in Zephyr Cove. Here's your weather forecast.
Low 90s in the afternoon and upper 50s to low 60s at night. Pleasant weather pattern, a little warm in the afternoon. Going to get a little bit warmer by a few degrees by the end of the week. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Cromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry in Carson City, is having a job fair this Thursday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Skilled CNC operators and machinists are in demand. A sign-on bonus. Premium wages and benefits start day one. Do work that matters. Cromalloy is located at 3636 Arrowhead Drive in Carson City. An affirmative action equal opportunity employer. Stop by this Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m.
9 or 10 months ago, Stan called me and asked if we could meet and talk about doing business.
Stan's me, Stan Wilmoth, Heritage Bank of Nevada. And the guy I called is Dean Christopher, owner of Wild Garlic Pizza.
And after what seemed like a short conversation, he essentially asked me, how much do you need to get all this off the ground?
Yep, I did, because it's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Please continue.
When I really went to go see Stan, it wasn't going to see Stan to say, hey, you know, I need some money. I wanted to meet Stan. I wanted to see what a smaller bank could do for us. He seemed like he understood my business. He understood who we were in the community. And that's where, you know, it was easy for us to make that change.
Dean's got a pizza called the Californian, his personal favorite. And the Wild Garlic, my personal favorite. Although I would have called it, wait for it, Stan the Man. How about Stan's Van? Hey, I'm serious.
Hey folks, Colt Clore here.
And I'm Josh. We're the brothers behind Carson Valley Heating.
Our family's been helping Carson Valley homes stay comfortable since 1977.
From furnaces to ACs, heat pumps to ductless systems, we do it all, and we do it right.
Because when you call us, you're calling your neighbors, not some franchise.
Call 775-782-3104 or visit carsonvalleyheating.com.
Carson Valley Heating, locally owned, locally trusted.
Since 1948, Wharton Hardware and Supply has earned the trust of contractors nationwide. Now, that experience and reliability is here in Northern Nevada. Still, Toro and Honda products, they'll make sure you get what you need. Check out their full line of contractor's equipment, concrete forming supplies, and showroom. Wharton's not only stocks a full line of Still, Toro, and Honda equipment, Wharton's is also an authorized repair center. Stop in at 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House to see their full line of equipment for rent, for sale, and repair.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
1249 here on the KKFT News and Noon. I'm Greg Neff. The cost of mailing a letter is likely to go up next week.
The U.S. Postal Service plans to increase the price of a forever stamp by 4 cents to 82 cents beginning Sunday. The increase comes as the Postal Service is working to improve its financing after warning earlier this year it could run out of money within a year. The Forever stamp has been rising from 58 cents back in 2021 to now 82 cents this weekend. So along with birthday cards and love letters, making your kids write those thank you notes will be getting a little pricier too. I'm Monica Nelson.
To the latest in the Charlie Kirk murder trial, word is that there's been a number of developments today in Provo, Utah.
We saw some all-new video and got some pretty powerful testimony from one of the lead state investigators. Agent David Hull testified that surveillance video that we have not seen before shows Tyler Robinson on the campus of Utah Valley University before and during the shooting of Charlie Kirk. The agent testified Robinson is first seen in shorts walking toward the center of campus where he allegedly interacted with Turning Point USA representatives, then ate lunch at Chick-fil-A. Then more new video shows Robinson back on campus in different clothes, a long t-shirt and pants. He's limping up the stairs. That agent testified that after Robinson limped up the stairs, more video shows him climbing on top of the Losey building, which is the location believed to have been used as the sniper's nest to shoot and kill Charlie Kirk.
And that's Fox's Matt Finn in Provo. More Americans are using drugs to control their weight than ever before.
Roughly 1 in 10 Americans now take a GLP-1 medication for weight loss, according to a new Gallup poll. That's up from just 3% 2 years ago. The survey finds 15% of American adults have used the drug for weight loss at some time in their lives. Obesity in the U.S. has dropped from 40 to 36% in the past 4 years, and new cases of diabetes have leveled off after 15 years of steady increases. I'm Rory O'Neill.
FM News Talk Time, 12:51. The U.S. national team knocked out of the World Cup last night. Let's get the latest right now with a check of today's sports.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
The Aces open at home tonight against Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock, a suburb north of Austin. Like Reno, Round Rock finished in last place in its PCL division in the first half of the season. Reno off to a 7-5 start for the second half. 9 new faces at the Celebrity Golf Tourney this week, but one of the higher profile names won't be playing. Patriots quarterback Drake May wants to focus on training, so Drew Brees will be taking his place. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
Frustrated with depression medications that don't work or can't tolerate their side effects? TMS is an FDA-cleared, non-drug treatment for depression that works when antidepressants don't. There's no anesthesia or downtime, and sessions take just 18 minutes. Get your life back. Call TMS and Neurofeedback of Reno Tahoe at 775-825-1005 or visit tmsreno.com. That's 825-1005.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has 3 certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck, a Tract, Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys 3 or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
Hi, I'm Meredith Williams, Regional Vice President at United Federal Credit Union. This month, we're celebrating the grand reopening of our Reno Summit branch. To kick things off, we're offering our new members a special welcome bonus. It's easy to join. Stop in and check out our location in South Reno at the Shade and Summit Mall. See you there. United Federal Credit Union, we get you.
Insured by NCUA. Equal Opportunity Lender. Membership subject to eligibility.
Looking for the stories that matter right here in Northern Nevada? Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans for the Noon News. Yep. Each weekday, Greg and Jerry bring you the latest local news, community events, and political conversations happening across the region, along with the voices and perspectives behind the headlines. If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News, weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News, Northern Nevada's midday conversation.
Hey, Northern Nevada, it's time to get back to work. Brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Chromalloy in Carson City has openings for skilled machinists and CNC operators. With 3 to 5 years of experience, you'll get top wages and all shifts are open. Apply at Chromalloy.com/careers. For more details, go to HireMeNevada.com.
Whether you are looking for work or need more help, go to HireMeNevada.com.
FM Talk Weather.
Very stable weather pattern for the week. Plenty of sunshine, clear skies at night, low 90s during the day, right around 60 at night. Not straying too much from those numbers from day to day. Weather brought to you by RE/MAX Gold Agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
It is 12:56 here on the new news. Greg Nymph with you. Glad you're with us here. It's 87 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Time right now for today's To Your Health.
Obesity rates are rising in the U.S. A new American Heart Association study shows about 40% of adults were obese in year 2023. That compares to just 30% of adults in 1999. About 20% of youth were obese in 2023. Severe obesity also rose from 5 to 10% during the 24-year study period. The author of the study says examining trends in obesity can help determine which segments of the population may benefit the most from screening and how resources should be allocated for preventative efforts. Meanwhile, more Americans are using drugs to control their weight than ever before.
Roughly 1 in 10 Americans now take a GLP-1 medication for weight loss, according to a new Gallup poll. That's up from just 3% 2 years ago. The survey finds 15% of American adults have used the drug for weight loss at some time in their lives. New cases of diabetes have leveled off after 15 years of steady increases. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Health update. I'm Scott Pringle.
And word is that a new study suggests many Americans may be better off with a different kind of blood test that looks at cholesterol as opposed to the standard LDL cholesterol testing. Researchers at Northwestern University say measuring what's called something that I cannot pronounce was way more effective than tracking LDL when it comes to making decisions for better cholesterol levels, whether it's therapy or medications. The study shows the test is even cheaper. Officials with the study say the LDL cholesterol tests provide useful information, but they don't fully capture a person's cardiovascular risk. So apparently, we've been doing it all wrong. A study by the Albert Einstein College of Medicine found people in their 80s who maintain an exceptionally quick walking pace are far more likely to stay mentally sharp than their slower moving peers. Researchers say when you walk, your heart's beating faster and pumping blood not only into your muscles, but into your brain. The faster you go, the more blood that gets to the brain. Similar benefits were found in people who swim or cycle quickly as well. FM News Talk Time, 12:58. Now with more, let's turn things back to Jerry.
Well, it helps a lot if you can walk on your hands too, Greg. All right. Well, listen, again, here's a reminder. There is a scheduled power outage in South Reno tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be sure to get a radio with batteries, and we'll keep you updated throughout the day. Go to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com and vote. Should Republicans be concerned that Democrats are endorsing Joe Lombardo? You can vote yes or no. We'll get you some details, some results tomorrow. See you tomorrow from 12 to 1 with the Noon News. For Greg, John, Phil, Craig, and company, I'm Jerry Evans. Thanks for listening.
Man was a knife expert, kind of a Jim Bowie type. Swaggering, blustering, coonskin. I said, you're not serious, right? Then I saw him grab my friend by the hair, and I guess I should have prayed. As it dragged him around, I said to myself, there's gonna be some changes made.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.